Warning.
The We're Not Normal podcast assumes no responsibility or liability for any errors that Gregory may make when pronouncing the names of people, places, and things. Know that Gregory is not trying to disrespect anybody. The We're Not Normal podcast is not trying to disrespect anybody. Also, all of our information is provided by on Greg's phone and google.com. Thank you for listening to We're Not Normal podcast. Stay tuned.
Sit still. We have temporarily taken over your motion picture screens to bring you the following message.
You're doomed!
And welcome back to another episode. This is a bonus episode. We working out here. Yes, another bonus episode, movie review time. We're not normal movie review time. And we are going to be reviewing Frozen. Not the Frozen, not Disney's Frozen. This is a different type of Frozen. I think this Frozen was before Disney's Frozen. It got released 2010. But before we get to that, you guys, thank you for tuning in. Thank you, new listeners, for tuning in. And you know what to do. Subscribe to the podcast on whatever podcast platform you're listening to. Leave a like and rate the podcast 5 stars, because we only do 5 stars only over here. Sure. The 5-star service. All right, so just to make us go through the charts and make other people discover the podcast. And all right, so movie review time. So Frozen, all right? We're reviewing Frozen. Frozen is a 2010 movie. It's actually like a, I guess it's like a thriller, drama, adventure type of movie. But it's
no,
not like really adventure.
Horror.
It's a
thriller horror type movie.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Adventure?
I don't. Yeah, that's what IMDb has the has
no
it like.
Adventure.
I mean, they're just basically in pretty much like one spot. I mean, the only adventure is whatever mayhem is going on around them. Mm. But so basically, it's like a. It's a skier's worst nightmare, okay? You know the chairlifts. Everybody knows, every skier knows the chairlifts. It's the normal thing for a skier. So I don't know if this would be spoiling it.
What?
Saying the chairlift gets stuck.
Well, I mean they could.
I mean
that
that's pretty much.
If you look in the
the trailer.
Well, in the trailer and the beginning, the cover, it shows that they're on a ski lift.
Hmm. So yeah, so three, it's like two guys and a girl. Mm-hmm. Think the one guy and the girl are, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, or fiancés or whatever they are. They're in a relationship, and then the other guy is just the third wheel, and he's best friends with, you know, the dude. So they go on the ski trip, and you know they're skiing, and then
And the thing is, this Frozen is a 2010 American psychological survival horror film. I did not see adventure anywhere. Are you just making that shit up?
No, look, IMDb right here. Adventure, well, drama, mystery.
Got their shit wrong.
I mean, I don't know, but I do, you know, with me, like, oh,
IMDb, your SOL.
I do like psychological thrillers. I love the feeling of how the mind works, how like your brain's going as the movie's going along, like you're not sure what the hell's gonna happen, and it's just like, it's like a total brain fuck through the whole movie. And I like psychological thrillers, like you would say like Saw is a psychological thriller, and and just like
Hostel.
Oh my gosh, I haven't seen that one in a while, but yes, definitely that too. Yeah, psychological thrillers like my jam. And then I believe like you watched the movie before I actually watched the movie, like you watched it once before, and then before we watched it together the one time, right? Or
Frozen?
Yeah, Frozen.
Yes, I've seen it.
Yeah,
a couple times before.
So before I watched it, I really wasn't sure what was, like, you know, what I was getting into. Like, I thought it was just gonna be cheesy and you know, non-captivating and all that. And then, you know, it surprised me every moment. Like, I was like into the movie, even though like there were parts where it like just dragged a little bit. I believe when it was when they were like, you know, doing the skiing and then music was playing, and the music was starting to just get like a little annoying. Like, I wasn't sure like what the fuck was going on, but it makes sense to like how they get into the situation in the first place. So they get stuck on this ski ramp thing, not the ramp, the chairlift thing, and they basically have to...
You might as well just read the description. Why do you do that? You just go straight into the movie when you should just read the description.
Oh.
And then go from there.
Oh, because I'm just like... I'm freestyling. But anyway, so the... do you have the description up? Oh, you're a Wikipedian.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will read it.
Okay, yes. Go ahead and read, Cass, because I talked enough.
The same thing about the American psychological survival horror film, written and directed by Adam Green and starring Sean Ashmore, who I think is a twin.
Yes. So I don't know if it's him or his twin. Like, they did, they played in Warehouse 13.
They played in a lot of movies.
So they were both in Warehouse 13.
Yeah.
It was either
Warehouse
13 is a... Was a good sci-fi one of those good sci-fi TV series.
Check it out for sure.
Definitely.
Okay, so there's Sean Ashmore, Kevin Zingers, and introducing Emma Bell in her film debut. It tells the story of three friends stranded in a chairlift after a day of skiing, forced to make a life or death choices in order to survive and get down.
Get down on it. So guess what? Adam Green also directed.
Did he do Hatchet?
Yes, he did Hatchet.
Doesn't he did Hatchet. I like Hatchet.
Yeah, Hatchet. Oh, that's another. Well, it's not psychological. It's a slasher.
It is.
So,
and I'm not a slasher film person, but I like Hatchet, and I'm not sure why.
So, Hatchet. You know, it's a slasher slash comedy. I mean, a little bit of comedy, but mostly slasher.
Yeah.
So.
I still couldn't tell you why I liked it.
Oh my god, we got to review Slasher. I forgot.
But I Slasher?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not Slasher, I'm Hatchet. We got to review Hatchet,
yeah,
totally.
Yeah, I've watched all of the Hatchets.
Yeah. What else do we got? But yeah, when did Adam Green do Hatchet, actually?
It says the film was met with mixed reviews and was followed by Hatchet 2, released 7 months after Frozen. So Hatchet 1 was done, who knows?
2006.
Okay.
So Hatchet was done 2006, and then he did Frozen.
Dude,
then
this dude is crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. He went from Hatchet to Frozen. Frozen didn't have much...
It wasn't a slasher
bloody,
at all.
Gutsy type stuff. Gory is Hatchet was insane.
There was one point where, you know, there was... I mean, it did like have like parts where, you know, you were like, oh god, like, oh, well, not like, oh my god, well, you know, like, like where you were like kind of like looking away from the screen, and there was like a an injury that happened.
There's multiple injuries that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But there was just the one where, you know, you were like, I kind of...
I know, but compared to Hatchet, you could have... He could have totally showed you everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like a lot of times he didn't show you much. He left it up to the imagination, I think.
And that's where the psychological thing comes in.
True.
And this... this movie... Emma Bell. What the hell? Like, she looked familiar. Oh, yeah, she was in Final Destination 5, actually, and then she's in the first and third season of The Walking Dead also.
Don't watch
and this her. Was actually her movie film debut.
I said that already.
Oh yeah, sorry. Wow. Where the fuck
did you get for fucking not listening?
Where the fuck was I at?
I'm not sure. It looks like you're sitting right next to me, but I'm not really sure where you were.
You got any like thoughts on the film?
The movie was good. It just goes to show like what some rebel ass fucking teens do, to get themselves. So they want to get on this, chairlift? They want to get on this chairlift, but it's going to close, right? Resort was closing.
Oh,
and they were like, but let us go, please. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. Just let us do it. It was just like some rebellious, you know, teens acting stupid. And do you ever remember doing that? Like, you were like, the building or something was going to be closed and you were just trying whatever to get in there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever remember doing that. And I've done some crazy shit. I don't think I've ever done that. If they were like, it's closed, I was like, I'm out. But these people were like, well, yeah, can we just please go on it? It's like, dude, no, that just teaches you no, don't do that.
Yeah. And then the reason was because the girl was like slowing down the slowing the dudes down.
Because the dudes wanted to go together, the two guys that are best friends or something like that.
They wanted to go on like a different mountain, like a bigger one or something like that, right?
I think they wanted to go skiing or something, and she couldn't go, or she didn't know how to. Something like that.
Or they were snowboarding.
Yeah.
They want to snowboard down, like, a bigger one. Like,
and they
not
were
the
slowing, yeah, she was definitely slowing them down because she didn't know how to do it or something. Yeah.
And then that's how they get into
the drama.
Predicament.
Yeah.
And it is, like, there's some frustrating moments in the, you know, frustrating moments while they're up there, and there was one moment where you were like, oh my god, okay, so somebody's finally gonna get them down, and then, you know, it's just another curveballs like being thrown all over the place, and you weren't really sure what's gonna happen.
But what did you think about the movie in general?
I kind of liked it. I liked the way that it was like making me think and, you know, thinking about like, you know, what the hell is going to happen to these, like, you know, these kids and, you know, with how long were they were going to get stuck up there and, you know, and then
it was like on a Friday, right? And they didn't open again until like Monday.
Yeah.
So think about it like that. So they're on this thing Friday and nobody's coming to get them until Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were
spending
a whole fucking weekend.
Yeah.
Jeez, man.
Think about it. You have to go potty. You're hungry. You're tired.
Mm-hmm.
You're on this little fucking chair with two other people with yourself.
It's like -0,
yeah,
whatever.
Freezing outside.
This
like,
is in Utah.
Stupid.
Utah, by the way.
Oh, my God. Stupid.
Yeah. Let me,
stupid
I think I ran into like a interesting fact on IMDb. So... You would think that with everything like that's going on in the movie is CGI, right? So
no.
No?
I don't think everything is CGI.
Well, not everything, but you know, you would think like certain parts were like green screen or whatever.
I don't know, it looked pretty convincing.
Oh, so your intuition is correct. So the film was shot entirely practically, meaning no soundstage, nor green screen, nor CGI.
No, it looked pretty good.
The actors and actresses were truly suspended over 50 feet in the air on the side of a real mountain in Utah.
Nope. That shit.
There's a goof. So ski resorts send lifties to inspect the lifts at the end of every shift to prevent this very scenario from happening. So,
I'm not sure.
So where the fuck? Where the fuck was the lifty at? Mm-hmm. Like throughout the whole.
They were all like nobody. He was. They were the last ones. Yeah. So let's go, everybody. Let's go home.
Everybody. Yeah.
Turn off the lights. Let's go. That was it.
Grab your hot chocolate.
Yeah. And then that's it. And then they're just stranded for days.
Man, fucking crazy. Oh, man.
Getting frostbitten and shit. Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah, fuck that, man.
This movie was definitely was a good movie.
Yeah. It makes me not want to go on one of those.
Ever.
Yeah, ever. Yeah.
Ever, ever, ever.
Yeah.
If someone's like, let's go on a ski chairlift, or nope, you go ahead. Catch you in 3 days.
3 days.
Or whatever.
Hopefully you have all your appendages fingers, and all that.
Yeah, crazy. It was a crazy ass fucking movie.
Man.
But it was good.
The one dude was fucking crazy. I don't want to ruin anything.
Yeah,
but
it's hard. It's hard not to say.
It's so good. Like, it's good. But apparently actually the rating on IMDb is not actually that bad. So
what is it?
I think I saw like a 6.2 stars
out of 10.
Out of 10, yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah. It's better like than what was that one movie that had it had like four something. I don't know if it was
a dash cam. Did you just fart?
No, it wasn't me. That was Remy. That was totally Remy.
Ugh, that smells horrible.
You would have heard me if it was.
For sure. For sure. Yeah, it's hard to breathe in here right now.
Oh my God.
I think we're gonna die.
Mm-mm. Oh. Oh. We got problems here. All right, that's all settled down. All right. Okay.
What do you have on your arm?
Where?
Right there. What is that?
I don't even know what that is.
Okay.
I think that's it's a good leaf or something from outside.
So you're just going to leave it on there?
Yeah. It's a nice decoration.
Okay. Sounds good.
Damn, so yeah, what else you know about this movie? I mean, we pretty much without like spoiling it, 6.2 stars on IMDb. I mean, it's not bad. If you guys really enjoy like psychological thrillers, I definitely would like recommend this one, checking this one out, and adding it to your movie viewage repertoire. I definitely recommend this movie. Personally, me, like I liked it. Definitely exceeded my expectations of it, and it was a good watch overall. Yeah. How about you, Cassie?
It was good. I already said it was good.
Okay.
Yeah. Personally, I probably would have gave it maybe 7 stars. Maybe 6 was a little low. I don't know. I feel like it was pretty good. 7 stars.
Yeah, like 6.5. Like,
and the fact that there was hardly any CGI is another.
Oh my God. Yeah, that makes it like more.
Yeah. In more, my book.
More
yeah.
Captivating and more, you know, like you're not bored by the movie, right? Or just like, whereas like, my God, like the recent Ant-Man movie with all the fucking CGI,
yes,
and all that.
Yes.
That was good. That was like depressing.
And like a lot of shark horror.
Oh my God, shark. Yeah.
CGI and yeah.
With the exception of Jaws, Jaws did it right.
The original one, well, actually, I think the second one too, maybe the third one too, had the jaw. I forgot what the guy, what they named the shark, but yeah, it had the shark in it, so that was good.
Mm.
But yeah, this was pretty good. I would have given it a 7 out of 10 for sure.
Yeah. I don't know why they would have rated it a 6.2. Maybe, I don't know, maybe because it did seem to, like, just drag just a little bit before the ski lift something.
I don't know. I feel like I've seen more movies that have dragged for a long time and probably got higher stars than
but
that.
But it had, you know, a decent flow to it. I mean, it is like...
Maybe because all I did was sit on a chairlift for a long time. Maybe there was no action, you know.
But they did...
It wasn't like get out of your chair type shit.
They did a lot with the chairlift, though. I mean, they did pretty good things
could,
with it.
Yeah.
And then there are animals in this. Not gonna say what type of animals, but there are animals in this. Animals that one would expect to be up in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, they are fighting elements and everything that, you know, that they can fend off and just like try to survive just to get to the warmth.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I feel like this movie puts you in that spot. Like, if you were stuck in there, what would you do?
If I was stuck?
Yeah.
Oh.
On a chairlift for a couple of days. That would suck.
Yeah. Fuck, man. Like, I would just... Man, I don't... You know, like, people, like, when they're in survival mode, mm-hmm. like, they do crazy, desperate things.
Yes.
And, man, I actually don't know what I would do. Like, I don't know if I would, I definitely wouldn't have, like, done what one of the dudes does. Like, I wouldn't do that. Man,
yeah.
I don't know, man, that's a tough situation, because, like, I already don't like my hands being cold. I can't imagine, like, being stuck up there and, like, a day and a half in.
Mm-hmm.
Just the feeling of just numbness and all that. Like, yeah. That would drive me fucking crazy.
True.
I hate the cold. So that would be, I think that would be, like, a true nightmare scenario for me.
Yeah, for sure.
So
what would you give it out of the points?
I think like a 6.5-7 is good.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Yeah. It did like 3.8 million at box office. I'm trying to like look up what the budget of the movie was. 2010 budget. Yeah, they don't have a budget for some reason.
Hmm.
It's weird. It only says what they made in the box office. Weird. Anyway, anything else you'd like to add?
Nope.
Nope. All right, so...
We're good with this one.
Yeah. All right, guys, if you like that movie review, you know what to do. Subscribe to the podcast, leave a like, rate the podcast 5 stars to make us go up the charts. And subscribe, follow the podcast on whatever podcast platform you're listening on, preferably Spotify. We always prefer the Spotify app to listen on and follow us on. But if you're not... on Spotify, go ahead and follow us on whatever other platform you listen to, whether it be Apple Podcasts or whatever podcast platform. They're getting rid of Stitcher, and so, like, if you guys are on Stitcher, follow us on, like, any other podcast platform. We're everywhere. All right, guys. Oh, yes, the listener support. Yes.
Oh, my God.
99 cents or, you know, whatever you can afford to Just like throw a little change our way, you know, proceeds will go to developing the podcast and then merch. And yes, till next time, guys.
Love, peace, and chicken grease.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.